House negotiators offered the idea of totally undoing the 2012 Kansas tax cuts, but then pulled back. Republican Representative Stephen Johnson chairs the House Tax Committee. He says they're still trying to decide whether to pursue a plan they could pass with a simple majority and the governor would sign, or a larger tax increase that would probably require a veto override.
Looking at both, whatever the body is able to move forward on, it is difficult to achieve both majorities that are required to move forward.
The full tax cut repeal would have raised more than $1.4 billion in the next 2 years. Lawmakers need to fill a budget hole approaching $1 billion, and they are considering adding more money for public schools. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.